Been working on the new birth. We started a lesson on the new birth about 2 weeks ago, and we want to continue a little bit more on that. Now, we, from the lesson on last week, we see from Romans chapter number 5 and 12, I think it was, that as that one by one man, and who was that one man? Adam was that one man. Sin entered into the world, and something came along with sin called death. And death passed upon all men because all have sinned. All have sinned. Now, because of Adam's disobedience, everyone that is born after Adam is born in the likeness of Adam, or born after his similitude. We all come here born in that state or that condition of sin. And as a result of us being born in sin, we are born dead. We are separated from life because we are born dead. Death is a separation from life. So we are born dead, not physically, but we're born dead spiritually. We lost that connection that we had with Jesus in the beginning. Before Adam ate of that fruit, he was not trying to avoid Jesus. But after he ate that fruit, he tried to do what? Hide himself. So he was trying to avoid Jesus. But you see, you can't avoid the Lord. And no matter where you go, Jesus know right where you are. And he know right where to find you out at. So it's impossible for us to do that. Even in this thing called life that we're living right now. Even people that have rejected Jesus, even if you don't come into this way of holiness and don't follow the plan of salvation, you still are troubled in your mind by sin. I know it is. I know it's the truth. People can say all day long, oh no, no, I don't believe none of that church stuff. I don't want to do that. But you still troubled by sin. Sin still shows you that it is in control of your life. And without Jesus, there is, according to the scripture, no peace. No peace, said my God, to the who? The wicked. So that lets us know when we are born in sin, we are described in scripture as being the wicked. And we need Jesus to help us to get out of that wicked state. He is the only one that can deliver us from wickedness. He is the only one that can help us to overcome that nature. Go over to Ephesians really quick. Ephesians chapter number 2. And start at verse number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. Start at verse number 2.
There in time past.
Yeah.
You walked according to the course of this world.
See, that's when you were in sin. When you were in sin, you and I walked according to the course of this world. Right. Everything that the world was doing, we did it. Yeah. Whatever. You hear sometimes this phrase now, they say such and such is controlling the narrative, meaning they're controlling the storyline. Well, whatever's going on in the world, we went along with it. Sin controlled our narrative. Sin told us what to do and we did it. Sin showed us what was in and we did our best to keep up with it. Sin told us where was the happening place at. This is where you need to make sure you go and you be. If you don't do that, you're not in with it. You know, you're a loser. You're an outcast. So you do your best to get inside of it. Because you did not want to be left out. But if you think about it, sin was controlling all of that. Sin was telling you, defining to you what was fun. Sin said, you do this and then you are having fun. If you're not doing this, you're not having fun. So sin controlled that narrative. It controlled that storyline. All right. So when you're looking at the when you're looking at Ephesians chapter number 2, Ephesians chapter number 2 says, what does it say there again?
It says, "Wherein times pass."
Times pass.
You walked according to the course of this.
Then you should understand the wording in that scripture. When you look at the wording in that scripture, the scripture is describing it as a past life. So you realize when a person is experiencing the new birth, they're not doing the same thing that they used to do.
Right.
Else it wouldn't be called the past. Right. Past is what was in not present. Past is behind you. So when you experience a new birth, certain things should be left behind you. When you say, Elder Scudder, I want to be saved. I'm repenting of my sin. That means you're leaving sin behind you. You're no longer letting it be a part of what you're doing now, nor what you're going to be doing in the future. That's true repentance. You can always tell when a person is willing to repent because they leave sin alone.
Right.
They turn, as I think the missionary song say, they turn their back on sin.
Right.
In other words, sin is left behind them.
Right.
And this is even what Paul told them when he was running the race. He said, I'm forgetting the things that are behind me.
Right.
And I'm pressing forward. In other words, my mind is on the future.
Right.
So when you're talking about a new birth, Jesus is delivering you from your past and he's preparing you for your future. And you say, well, Scudder, I don't want to die. Then that means you got to be born again then. I don't want to associate myself with death. I don't want to be plagued by death. I don't want death to dominate me. Well, that means you got to leave death alone and cling to life.
Right.
You got to hold on. You got to say, well, you got to first of all identify what life is. So many people think life is stuff.
Yeah.
Say, well, I'm living if I'm able to go here and go there or get this and do that. Then I can say that I'm living. Well, you got people that are doing that already. You got people out there that got lots of money, that travel all over the world, you know, do this and do that. They have all kinds of stuff. But they don't look like the scripture says the righteous look like. They look like the wicked. Because the scripture says there is no peace, saith my God, to who? The wicked. The wicked are like a troubled sea whose waters cannot rest. You know, you see them with all of their money. They're fighting. They're cussing. They don't get along with one another. They jump from relationship to relationship. You ever thought about that? They're not happy. Sometimes they'll let you come into their homes. Big old houses. Houses bigger than, you know, I mean, they could sit the church in them two or three times. I mean, just big old houses, closets as big as this sanctuary. And they just sit there and look at all of my clothes, look at all of my shoes. I only wear stuff, some things one time. You know, you think about all that, but yet they're miserable. If somebody catch them on the camera behind the scenes without them looking, they're cussing somebody out. They're fighting, you know, they're shooting, you know, all the kinds of things. You say, well, why in the world are they living like that? Because the scripture doesn't told you there's no peace, says my God, to the wicked. So when you don't have Jesus, you are in a state of wickedness. And the only one that can deliver you from that is Jesus. So you thank the Lord when the Lord say, that is your past. Say, in times past, you walked according to the what? The course of this world, right? Is that what it say in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 2?
It's according to the course of this world.
Yes. So not only were you walking according to the course of this world, but Jesus wasn't in control of your life. According to this scripture, the prince of this world, which is Satan. Satan is in control of your life.
Right.
When you don't have Jesus, the devil is in control of your life.
Right.
And something inside of you got to say, I don't want the devil to control me.
Right.
I don't want the devil to do in me like he wants to do in me.
Right.
And you already know Jesus done pulled the covers off of Satan when he told you the devil only come to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy you.
Sure.
So you got to say within yourself, I don't want the devil to have his way in my life. Because I realize the only thing he's trying to do is rob from me, trying to steal. He's trying to do what? Kill me. He's trying to also what? Destroy me. He don't want me to have a future. He doesn't want me to have anything to look forward to. But he just wants me to be miserable and die miserable. He wants you to live miserable and then die miserable. And then when you think when you die miserable, you're going to spend eternity in misery. Right? Because nothing don't change. Just because you die, if you live a certain kind of way, that's the way you're going to die.
Right.
And that's why you don't change because death happens. The only thing you do is go from where you are into eternity. So if you were miserable while you were living, you're going to be miserable in eternity. That's the truth, saints. If you were wicked while you were living, you're going to be wicked in eternity. And the scripture describes the wicked are going to be turned into hell. You don't want that for your life. Hell is got that eternal separation from Jesus. It's that state where you're going to be eternally separated from Jesus. You're going to be in fire.
Yeah.
Scripture says describes that second death as fine brimstone.
Right.
You're going to be in that, and you're going to be in there day and night.
Right.
Come on, let's go over there really quick. Uh-huh. It didn't intend to go there, but I want you to see it. Revelation, hold your finger there in Ephesians because I'm coming back to it. Revelation chapter number 20. 20, and you look at verse number 10. And then if you hold it at 10, and then you're going to jump over to 21 and 8. So these are the three verses I want you to look at. 20 and 10, 20 and 14 and 15, and then 21 and 8. All right? So let's read 20 and 10 first. Yeah. So that's how you can tell why you got to be careful of Ephesians 2. 2:2. Because it says, in times past, you walked according to the course of this world. And you were up under the control of that prince and the power of the air. Well, that is the devil. It says it's a spirit that is now working in the children of disobedience. Now you say, Elder Scudder, what is going to happen to that spirit that is working in the children of disobedience? What is going to happen to that spirit that is controlling the course of this world? Right? Come on, saints. What is going to happen to that spirit? Revelation chapter number 20 and 10 says, it says the devil. See, this is why you want to be careful who you follow. You don't want to be following behind the devil. And you know you're following behind the devil when you're following behind things that don't support life. You got to follow behind things that support life. You got to be involved in things that support life. See, so I'm saying, why do you come to church so much? Because coming to church supports life. Why do you call Jesus so much? Because calling Jesus supports life. Why do you go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ? Because going down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ supports life. Jesus got up out the grave. In other words, he conquered death. He let you know he is life. Follow after me. Why? Because I'm life. I am the resurrection and I am the life. You follow after things that support life.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
The truth.
In the name of Jesus.
Why don't we fight?
Thank you, Jesus.
See, why do we stay behind the little fellas when they be at one another fighting? Because that we're supporting life. Do you realize fighting leads to death? If these don't learn that lesson while they're young, when they get old, they're going to die fighting. The streets are full of people that are still fighting that die every night. Every time you turn on the news, somebody's getting shot. Why are they getting shot? Because it started with the fight, but it ends with death. We follow after things that support what? Life. That's why we tell you, turn the other cheek, keep your mouth shut, don't argue with the wicked. Why? Because we support life, right? Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
We support life.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't support death.
That's right. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I don't know. Never want to see Jesus. Saints looking all long-faced.
Yes.
Looking all miserable.
That's right.
Why? Because you look like that.
Uh-huh.
That means you got the fight inside of you. And if you keep looking like that, the fight going to come out of you. You're going to say something you're going to regret. You're going to do something you're going to regret. That devil is going to get you out there, and you're going to buck up against the wrong one. And the wrong one is going to call your bluff. It's going to call your bluff. It's going to make you. It's going to make you question just how strong you are in your pride. Come on, pride comes before destruction. Yes, it does. Pride comes before destruction. When you don't want to take the low road, to instruction, that means pride is in control of you. That means you're full of pride. And pride comes before destruction. Only one want to destroy you is the devil. Only one want to destroy you is the devil. Huh? And you keep falling behind him. You just say, Elder Scudder, where will a person wind up if they follow behind the devil? Huh? Revelations 20 and 10 tells you. You don't have to take my word from it. You don't have to wonder what's going to happen to Satan. I say, oh, the devil, he's in hell. No, he's not. He's walking to and fro. He is in the earth. He is going around walking in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. He's like a roaring lion. He's got his eyes on each and every one of you. He's got his eyes on me. Scripture says he's counting me like sheep for the slaughter. He wants to destroy me. Thank the Lord for the good shepherd. The good shepherd protects his own. Yes, you do. When you follow behind Jesus, you're following behind the good shepherd. He's protecting you from that roaring lion. He's keeping you protected from that wolf, that ravenous wolf, that wolf that's got an appetite for death, right? That's the true saints. I've seen them gobble a whole lot of people up. I've seen them snatch them. I've seen them wound them. And that devil wound you, you can tell you've been wounded. Why? Because you don't let Jesus, his power, help you to overcome. See, the Holy Ghost is power to overcome. Overcome not some of the works of the flesh, but all of the works of the flesh. Jesus overcame death to empower you and I to overcome all of the works of the flesh. That's why the New Testament writers kept on working on the saints, letting them realize you are supposed to be born again. When you're born again, there should be no more malice. There should be no more deceit. There should be no more hatred. When you do this, you're following the course of this world. You've got another spirit that's in control of your mind. It's called the spirit of the prince of this world. Revelation says it's the devil, right? It's the devil. Huh? No, most folks don't want to even hear that. They don't want to hear they got the devil inside of them. But you call it for what you see it. Huh? It's nobody but the devil. Make you upset. And make you upset and keep you upset. Especially when you know you got a name to deliver you from that upset state. Huh? It's nothing but the devil got control of your mind when you are miserable and you don't let Jesus deliver you from your misery. I'm not telling you you're not going to come in here sometimes feeling down, feeling overwhelmed, and feeling burdened, but realize where you have come to. You have come to the place of salvation. Salvation means you can be delivered. Meaning I don't have to go home miserable. I don't have to go home burdened down. Now when Jesus said, I can cast all of my cares on him. Why? Because he cares for me, right? That's truth. It ain't nobody but the devil. Ain't nobody but the devil attacking your mind, trying to make you feel a yucky. Huh? Trying to make you feel like you can't make it. Nobody but the devil do that. Maybe the devil try to make you feel like you're worthless. Huh? Make you feel all sad and down and depressed. Make you feel all disobedient. And we, oh yes, you can say, Elder Scudder, I'm feeling good, but you're disobedient. You're not doing what Jesus told you to do. You're not doing what those that are in authority told you to do. Even in your laughing and even in your smiling, you're still under the control of the devil. Why? Because you're filled with the spirit of disobedience. Scripture said that spirit is working in the children. Working in the children of disobedience. Don't want to do what you are told to do. And when you get like that, you need the Lord to help you. You need the Lord to deliver you. Why? Because you got another spirit inside of you. And that spirit is not Jesus. Even if it's not Jesus, who is it? It's nobody left but the devil, right? Ain't nobody left but the devil. Either Jesus is in control or it's the devil. Huh? You know it's the devil because first of all, he's lying to you. He's making you think you in a state or condition that you're not in.
Right.
You're not at peace with Jesus.
Right.
And if you're not at peace with Jesus, the only thing left to you is to seek the Lord.
Right.
Huh? Elder Scott, what are you talking about? I'm not. If you don't have Jesus, you're not at peace with Jesus. And if you're not at peace with Jesus, what should you be doing? Seeking the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, right? Call ye upon him while he's near,
right?
That's the truth. That's only you can be doing. That's why I can tell you flat-footed, you need to hunger and thirst after the Holy Ghost. You need to hunger and thirst after the new birth. Even if you've got one part done, you got to let the Lord know, I'm not finished yet. I'm working. Folks say, what are you doing? I'm working. Working for what? Working to get my soul saved. This is serious business. Huh? Why? Because if my soul is lost, huh? I ain't got no place to go but with the devil that don't love me. I ain't got no place to go but with a devil that don't care nothing about me. A devil that just wants to destroy me. Why? Because he's going to be destroyed, right? According to Revelation chapter number 20 and 10. Huh? Let's see what's going to happen to the devil.
The devil that deceives.
What is that devil doing to you?
Deceiving.
He's deceiving you.
Yes, he is.
He's making you think you can go another day. Huh? Yeah, he is. He's making you think. Maybe I can get away with this little bit. Get away with that little bit. Huh? The Lord knows it. I tell y'all all the time, if not anybody knows, Jesus knows you better than anybody else. He sees everything. His eyes never shut. His eyes are on you all day long. His ears are open to what you say, both good and bad. He knows the contents of your heart. He said, I don't know, search your heart. I try it. I know it. I know what's going on in your mind, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
He know everything about you.
He
know everything about me.
Huh?
Nothing gets by Jesus. But see, you when that devil is in control of your mind, he make you think you can get away with stuff. He make you think Jesus don't see it because Elder Scudder don't see it. Because Sister Scudder don't see it. He makes you think that Jesus don't hear it because you whisper or you write it down or you text somebody. But Jesus sees everything. Nothing gets by Jesus. See, you let that devil fool you, he will deceive you. He will lie to you, right?
Yes, he will.
Making you think that you can get by where you living, and you know you foul. You know you foul. You ain't right, you foul. Huh? You stink in the nostrils of Jesus. Why do you stink? Because you in sin. You can't cover it up with perfume. You can't wash sin off with soap and water. Jesus' blood is the only cure for sin. Say, Elder Scudder, you got to go get so sick of smelling yourself. You got to get so sick of smelling yourself. Smelling myself what? Smelling the effects of sin. Sin is oozing out of your pores. It's coming out of your veins. It's flowing all in your heart. And you need to ask the Lord Jesus, cure me. Take this sin out of me, right? Yeah, deliver me from this. This is not who I want to be. Huh? You got to say, I don't want the devil to be lying to me. I'm sick of listening to his lies. Huh? What do his lies tell you? It's going to be all right. And then what that rich man said to himself? Huh? Soul tried to tell him, you ain't right. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how much you build up. You are not right. You not right and you not ready. You not right and you not ready. Ready for what? Ready for tomorrow? Yes, I am. I got wheat. I got barley. You are a fool. Why? Because Jesus can call you tonight. And your wheat and your barley is going to be left right here, right? Huh? Here's what you try to get across to the wicked. Come on, stop playing with your soul. Stop playing games with this thing called life. Stop making broken promises. Huh? Realize if you want life, you got to fight for it. Huh? You got to run with everything inside of you. You can't be half-stepping. You can't be side-talking. You need to mean what it is you say. You say, oh, it's good. I want to be saved. Mean it. I got to be saved. And live like you want to be saved, right? Live like it, talk like it, think like it, right? That's the truth, isn't it? Stop following behind death. Stop itching after death. Stop entangling yourself with things that have nothing to do with Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. See, you let that devil do what? Deceive you. Making you think, oh, hold on, I got to pause because this is important. Don't you be fooled. Don't you forget them people at the feast when the Lord told you to come and they with all with one excuse begin to make excuses. Huh? With one consent, they begin to make excuses why they could not do what Jesus told them to do. Huh? The Lord was angry with them. Huh? Don't you let that get past you. When you do something against what Jesus told you to do, you don't make the Lord happy. You make the Lord angry. Huh? Come on, work on it. Jesus gave you $1,000. Jesus told you to pay 10%. 10% of $1,000 ain't 80. It ain't 99. It ain't 99.99. It's $100. You owe Jesus $100. Anything else is disobedient. Anything else is deceitful. And you don't have Jesus in your mind. You've got the devil in your mind, right? Does that make sense? Just trying to put it out so you can understand it. But Elder Scott, I put it in the tithe envelope. That don't make you tithe. Tithe means 10%. Huh? I don't care what kind of envelope you put it in. That don't make it tithe. Tithe means 10%. Meaning he bring it in, you owe him 10%. Huh? But the Lord been bringing things into me all day long. From the morning to the afternoon to the evening. You got to tithe on the morning, tithe on the afternoon, tithe on the evening. Why? Because he brought it in and he wants his cut, right? Does that make sense? Huh? You ain't careful, you'll lie. You tell Jesus, oh, I did pay it. And the Lord say, but I put $1,000 in your pocket. Oh, but I paid. I did pay it. I put 50 in the envelope. And then over the month, I put $50 in the offering plate. Lord say, you are a deceiver. You know the rules. You know the pattern. Well, if the offering plate was sufficient, why didn't you put it all in the offering plate? Why did you put that 50 in the envelope? Because you're trying to be deceitful. Oh, come on, Elder Scudder. You're trying to be deceitful. But the Lord say, I see you. I know your works. Is that what Jesus said to the church? I know your works. He that got an ear, let him hear what I say to the church, right? Jesus is speaking to the church and telling you to stop following behind that spirit that's deceitful. Who is it, Lord Jesus? It's the devil. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 20. It is the devil. The devil that did what? Deceived them. Oh, yes. There are a group of people that listen to the lie, that are content with the lie. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear the lie. They love the lie. Huh? Oh, yeah. Come on, saints. Somebody go over to John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8 and start at verse number 34. Start at verse number 34. Start at verse number 31. Start at verse number 31 and we're going to work our way on down.
31 read. Then said Jesus to those Jews.
Yes.
Which believed on him.
Is that you and I? Yes. We are believers in Jesus. Uh-huh. In other words, we trust Jesus. Yes. We take Jesus at his word. We don't live this thing called life on our own. Not using our own plan, our own guide, our own manual. We do it the way Jesus said for it to be doing it. People used to call them back years ago Bible toters. Why? Because that means when you saw them coming, they carry the word with them. Now you may not be a Bible toter in your hand, But you better have that word in your heart. So none told you, thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against thee. Oh, don't you realize when you sin, you're sinning against Jesus? That's what David said. All of this sin I'm doing against thee and thee only. Have I sinned and done this evil in whose sight? In your sight, Lord Jesus, right? I got to be careful about that. I got to let the Lord know, Jesus, I believe you. I believe you. I trust you. I rely on you. Whatever you are saying to me in your word, that becomes priority. Come on, my feelings got to be pushed to the side. All of this stuff that people are telling me in the world got to be pushed to the side. Because I reverence what Jesus is saying in his word. That's what Sister Scudder was, we were talking the other day about this thing is going through another strand and the cases are going up, but it does not affect the righteous. Why? Because we live after the word. It didn't affect us a year ago and it's not affecting us now. A year ago, we were in prayer. Right now, we're in prayer. They make rules again, we still going to be in prayer. They shut everything down, we still going to be in here in prayer. Why? Because I hide the Lord's word in my heart, right? That I might not do what? Sin against him, right? I don't hide a doctor's report in my heart. I put the Lord's word there. His word is dominant. I don't put a crime report in front of me. I put the Lord's word there. Crime report says gun violence is out of control. But Jesus said, I'll protect you as you walk through the shadow of death, in that valley of death. Jesus said, I will protect you, right? Does that make sense, saints? See, that's why the Lord's word got to be up front. You got to believe what Jesus says, right? You got to trust him. You got to rely on him. Elder Scudder, I can't come tonight because they shooting down the street. That's the time you really need to come. Oh, yes. Why, that lets you know the devil is after you. He's trying to put fear in your heart, right? He's trying to put fear in your heart. You might have gun violence going on next door to you. You can't run out the house crying and screaming. That person that's next door needs your prayer. If the righteous do what? Pray. You need to fall on your face and pray. Right then and there, you need to call on the name of Jesus. While the bullets are flying, you need to say, Jesus, behold that threatening. Behold that threatening. Give me boldness, right? Give me boldness. Boldness to do what? Declare what the word says. Hide it here. You can declare it out there. Hide it here so you can declare it. What did Jesus say? Oh yes, you got to be able to say, Jesus said this. Jesus said this. And I'm going to believe his report, right? I'm going to believe what the Lord said. But I don't feel that. Ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. Don't have nothing to do with your feelings. Your feelings are unstable. They all over the place. If you know anything about feelings, they all over the place. Sometimes you feel happy, then you feel sad. You feel up, you feel down. Feelings ain't got nothing to do with it. See, that's why you need a holy God to bring stability in your feelings, right? Jesus keeps me stable. Oh yes, he keeps me stable. Stable in my feelings. Stable in my emotions. If not, every now and then tears will be falling out of my eyes. All these problems the devil be attacking me with, I'd be crying all day long. But the Lord keep a smile on my face. Even in the midst of folk that I know don't like me, the Lord still keeps a smile on my face. Why? Because I got it in my heart, right? I got the Holy Ghost down inside of me. And he brings stability down inside of my mind. Oh yes he does, thanks. And that's what you got to understand. You believe Jesus. At the end of the day, folk ask you why you do what you do, because I believe Jesus. Oh, you ain't got to do all that. I believe what Jesus said. Lord gave me enough sense to understand what his word says. But you don't know all of it. No, I don't know it all. But what I know is I believe in it. Whatever the Lord show me, I believe in it. Amen. You ain't got to be a rocket scientist. Y'all realize that Devil Deke sometimes say, he got a problem. Deke got some issues, and he know it. He'll tell you what it is. But he said, Elder Scott, I got enough common sense that when I can't do, I listen. Not if I be doing all of this. Oh, yes, yes. He said, but I shut my mouth and I listen. I tune in with my ears. See, the word can get in you through your ears or through your eyes. Whatever, however it get in, hide it in your heart. Put it down here. Why? So you won't sin against Jesus, right? So you won't sin against Jesus. Huh? Is that what you understand? You got to believe what the Lord is saying. Whatever the Lord say to you, believe it.
Jesus.
Read a little bit more of that in John. I got to let y'all go. My time.
And it says, if you continue my word,
then are you my disciples.
This
is why it's a continual walk. This is not a Sunday thing. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All days of the week you got to do this. You can't do this on Tuesday at 7:30 because you know prayer is at 8 o'clock. You need to do it when you wake up early in the morning. And with that song you said, I woke up this morning with my mind. You find it hard to live right because you wake up with your mind off of Jesus. But if you put your mind on Jesus, living right comes with ease. It comes easy to live right. It lined up with the Lord's word. His yoke is easy. When I wake up with my mind on Jesus, it's easy to follow through.
That's right.
I struggle putting my clothes. I ain't struggle putting my clothes on. Why? Because I had my mind on Jesus. It's a power that the Lord lets me experience. When I put my mind on Him, He does not let this flesh dominate me. But He gives me the power to put this flesh under subjection. You and I have that power. We've got that opportunity not to be subject to the flesh, but we can put the flesh under subjection. In other words, you can make this flesh do what you say do. You gotta stop letting this flesh call the shot. You gotta tell this flesh no. Yes, you can. Flesh tell you to lie. You gotta say no. I will not lie, right?
Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
You gotta put your flesh under what? Subjection.
That's it.
You know how you put your children? When they disobedient, you put them up under subjection. You don't let them run all off with their disobedient self. Or else they're going to shame you. They're going to shame you and going to shame your ability to lead and be a parent. But you bring them under subjection. You say, look, before you leave out this house, you're going to do what I tell you to do. And don't let me even hear that you went to that school and didn't do what your teacher said. Or else I'm going to come up there and get you right where you are. What are you doing? You putting them up under subjection. That rule got to be real. Because it's got to follow them when you don't see them. That rule got to be serious. Because it got to be in the back of their mind. While they're around their friends, they gotta say, oh no, if my mama catch me, I'ma get in trouble. See, that's that subjecting spirit. See, you gotta put your flesh under subjection. You gotta say, that's right, you will not stop me from serving Jesus, right?
That's it.
That's the attitude you got to have. You will not. My boys know me by now. They know when I mean it. They come in, they say, they say what they got to say real quick, but I'm going back to do what you told me to do. Why? Because they see my face be serious. They're learning how to be what? Subject. And that's the truth, isn't it? See, they may not get that out there. Huh? Oh yeah, they may not get that out there, but they got to understand when somebody's in authority, you need to learn how to do what they tell you to do. Huh? Oh yeah. Gangs operate like that, don't they? When you falling behind the devil and the devil got his little crew, you can't follow behind Satan doing what you want to do. Else the crew gonna knock you out. Huh? Let the gang leader tell you, stand on that corner. And you go and say, I ain't gonna stand on this corner. I'm gonna do what I want to do. Let the gang leader come back and say, didn't I tell you to stand on that corner? You say, nah, who you think you are? Who I think I am? He turned around, look at his fella, get him. Out of nowhere, people didn't tell you what to do. Just all of a sudden start going upside your head. Yeah. And what is it teaching you? A valuable lesson. After you done got your behind beat, you get up all knotted up and twisted. He say, now next time I tell you to do something and you don't do it, I'm going to kill you.
Jesus.
Now I guarantee you, you see him standing on that corner just like this. What's wrong with you? Nothing. Just don't even bother me. Well, if you don't want to do it, just go and leave. No, I got to stay right here. Why you got to stay there? Because Satan said, if I don't do it, he's going to kill me. See? Subject.
Right.
Putting things under subject sometimes is painful.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes it hurts.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you can't be in your pride.
Right.
Huh? No. Pride goes all the way down.
Yeah.
Huh? So that when you're trying to bring your flesh under subjection, you can't let pride try to get involved in it. You got to say, oh no, this is what Jesus said, and we got to do what the Lord say do. Sometimes the Lord say, shut your mouth. That means you got to learn how to do what? Shut your mouth. Just say, amen, and keep right on moving. Come on, bring your body under what? Subjection, right? Read a little bit more.
And then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue my word,
You are my disciples indeed. Yes, keep reading.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
What will the truth do, see you saints? It'll make you free.
Yes.
Keep going.
They answered him, we be Abraham.
Isn't that how the devil fool you?
Yeah.
The devil have you focusing on things that don't mean anything.
That's right.
Huh? You being a black person don't mean nothing.
No.
That means nothing.
Exactly.
Huh? Say, Elder Scott, what are you trying to talk about? I'm trying to tell you, you being black, white, means nothing.
Right.
Only thing you need to worry about is your soul.
Right.
Huh?
Soul.
You got to be soul focused.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. You can't go through this life trying to learn your blackness.
Right.
Huh? When you die, you're going to turn into dirt.
Right.
Huh? Black, white, Asian, you turn into dirt.
Right.
But the real you.
Yeah.
Huh? The real you stand before Jesus. This is what the church trying to get right is the real you. That's why you come in here and call on Jesus to get the real you right. Huh? Come on, read a little bit more.
And it said, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed.
Foolish stuff.
And we're never in bondage.
Foolish stuff. Foolish stuff, right?
How sayest thou, ye shall be made free. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you.
Now, this is how foolish you can realize if they knew their history. Verse number 33 should have woke them up out of sleep. Because scripture done told you you was in Egyptian bondage for 400 and something long years. Huh? Amen to Elder Scudder. But out of their own mouths, they said we were never in bondage. See how the devil mess your mind up? Make you forget where you came from? Huh? Y'all see it in right here. It make you forget where you came from. And while they were even speaking to Jesus, they were still in bondage. Because they were living in the land that didn't belong to them. Who was in rule in the land? The Romans were. Meaning you were out of control. But even in you let the devil think you're something that you're not. Making you think you're the most, to say the least. When you're really what? Nothing. In their mind, they said, we Abraham's seed. We never been in no bondage. Is that what they said? Huh? Yet, you spending Roman money. Roman soldier come down the street. You don't stay in there. You move. Pharaoh, take the stand. You better be where he tell you to be at. Huh?
Amen.
The Jews weren't killing the Roman children. The Romans were killing the Jewish children.
Right.
You say, oh, no, that was in Egypt. Nah, in Jesus' day.
Right.
Remember, Herod made a decree?
Yeah.
Kill all the children, 2 years and under.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But in their foolishness,
yes.
What did they say in their minds? Yes. We not bound. We free.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
That's how the devil make you, set you up to think you something when you ain't nothing, right?
Right.
That's how folk running, standing before the Capitol, running down the street, holding picket lines, because they think that's how they can get things working out. You can't get nothing working out in a sinful system. You're looking for a sinful system to be righteous. It can't be righteous. Why? It's ran by crooks. It's ran by devils and demons. Huh? That's why Jesus said, it's the prince of this air that's controlling this stuff. He's setting the narrative, right? Right?
Yep.
Yeah. You don't even know what you're talking about. Well, I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Huh? Devil got folk yelling out, Black Lives Matter. Black lives ain't enough now, Asian lives. Asian lives matter. Then after a while, Hispanics are going to be killed.
Yeah.
They're going to say the Hispanic lives matter.
Yeah.
You just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Right.
Just going all down to different races.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get mad when the white folk go run down the street with a sign to say white lives matter. Ain't nothing but Ku Klux Klan folk. Hey, the Klan walk down the street.
Right.
Now, why are they the Klan and you ain't the Klan?
Right.
Huh? Instead of them realizing the importance of human life.
Right. We all are human.
The black, when you say, what is the black's cry? They just want to be treated like a human.
Right.
What is the angels' cry? We just want to be treated like a human.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
But see, the problem we run into, humans don't know how to treat humans like one another. That's why the writer in Malachi said, are we not made from one blood? Why do we deal so treacherously one with another? Huh? Does that make sense? Huh? So you're looking for a crooked system to be just. And it's not just. It's not just. And my wife tells it all the time. She say, here you are, you see the person running down the street shooting, and then he kill you. He's on camera. And then you got nerve to say, lock him up, we're going to take him to court. You're going to spend my tax dollars. Spend my tax dollars to talk about what you saw. And then, if the crooked system really worked, like a really crooked system can work, you're going to find him not guilty. After you done saw him killing folks, he's not guilty because he was insane. He's got a mental problem. And because he's got a mental problem, we need to put him in the hospital and medicate him up. And we'll medicate him up for a couple of months, and then he's going to be okay to come back out in society. But then when he come back out in society, you can't force him to take his meds. Then he don't take his medicine, and he back out there killing again. And then you done set yourself up, because you can't lock him up, because you done told him he was already insane already. Hey, you see the crooked system?
Yes,
well, Scott, what should we do with them? I send them to Mars for all I can. I don't know. But I'm trying to tell you, you're living in a crooked system.
Yes.
You don't want me to come up with a plan. Now I'll put you on an island and tell you to just deal with life. Put you on an island, drop you off out the sky. Put you on an island and who's going to be there? Everybody to act and behave just like you. Y'all kill one another. Like a fool. Huh? That man, huh? Just drop you all where you can't see land nowhere. You go out there in that water, the sharks will eat. I'll put meat in the water to make sure that the water keeps sharks all around it. Well, we're going to build, you won't be able to build no boat. Because I'm going to take all the wood. And there's not going to be a tree on the island. Nothing going to be there but dirt. Dirt and bugs. Well, what we going to eat? Eat them bugs. They lot of nutrients and protein. They making cookies out of cicadas. So make you some cookies. Wait till the sun come up. Put it on a tray. Roast it. Right? I don't want that, but nevertheless, that's my side note. Come on, give me a little bit more of that in John. I got to let y'all go.
Jesus said, "Ask the barley bread, whosoever committed sin."
Huh? What are you?
Serving us.
So that's what we're seeing right now, saints. A whole lot of people that are up under subjection of sin. See, the new birth has come to deliver us from that. Right? Verse number 35.
Serving abideth not in the house forever. But the Son abideth forever.
Yes.
If the Son therefore shall make you free.
You should be what?
Be free.
That's the new birth. That's why the devil doesn't want you and I to experience the new birth. Because he knows when we get born again, it is not man that is doing it.
Yeah.
But it's Jesus that's making us free.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Why the devil doesn't want you to get born again? Because he does not want you to be free.
Right.
He wants to keep you bound.
Yeah.
Obligated. A sense of obligation to sin, right? Read a little bit more.
I know that ye are Abraham's seed.
Now, that's the only thing Jesus acknowledged. Notice, he never told them that they were not in bondage. Huh?
Yeah.
Even though they said we're Abraham's seed and we were never in bondage, Jesus called the truth out. In verse number 37, he said, the only thing that is truth about what you said is that you came from Abraham. Right? Look at verse 37. That's the only thing Jesus called back to him. He said, I know that you are who?
Abraham's seed.
But you do what?
Seek to kill me. Because
my word. Now, we know this already, saints. People continue in sin because they don't make a place for the Lord's word where? In their heart. Read a little bit more.
It says, I speak that which I have seen with my father.
Yes.
And ye do that which ye have seen with
of your father. Right? Now, hold up. Now, pay attention to the wording. Look at what Jesus says. Jesus said, I know God Almighty because I am God. Right? But you're not following behind me. You got another daddy. Right? Keep going.
And it says here, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's
children,
you would do the works of Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And now you seek to
kill me,
a man that has told
you truth,
which I have heard of God. This did not.
Abraham didn't seek to kill Jesus.
Right.
According to the scripture, Abraham longed to see his day.
Right.
Abraham was looking for Jesus.
Right.
And here they are trying to do what? Kill him.
Yeah.
Verse 41.
Ye do the deeds of your father.
Keep going.
Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God.
Uh-huh.
He said unto them, if God were your father,
yes,
you would love
me. Why? Because Jesus is God.
I came forth and came from God.
Yes.
I came out of myself. But he said,
keep going.
Why do ye not understand my speech?
Uh-huh.
Even because
you cannot hear my word.
Right.
You are of your father, the devil.
Yeah. And the lust of your father you will do.
What is he?
He was a murderer from the beginning.
Yeah.
And abode not in the truth.
Uh-huh.
Because there is no truth.
What is not in the devil?
No truth.
That's why Revelation says he's a deceiver.
Right.
Meaning he has no what?
No truth in him.
Keep going.
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own.
Yep. For he is a liar.
And the father of
does everybody understand that, saints?
Yeah.
Do y'all believe that?
Yes.
I believe that.
Yes.
So that's why I don't follow behind the devil.
Yes.
I know the devil when I see him.
Yes.
Sometimes the devil comes with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the devil stands in the pulpit.
Yeah.
Sometimes the devil prays.
Yeah.
Sometimes the devil sings gospel music.
Uh-huh.
But I still know it's the devil.
Right.
Why? Because I see what he does.
Right.
Jesus says, pay attention to his deeds.
Right.
Huh? Verse number 41. Pay attention to his what?
His deeds. The deeds of your father.
Huh? Then that's what the gospel writer says. You'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears.
Right. Right.
I know you a devil by what you do.
Yeah, right.
You tell me all day long, nah, the devil ain't in control of me. But look at your behaviors.
Yeah.
Something's doing it.
Yeah.
And if it ain't Jesus, who is it? Oh, this all you want to be talking about, I'm the devil. I don't want to talk about nothing. You know anything about me, I'm trying to get the devil out of you. I don't want you to keep on doing it.
Right.
Well, that's what you call me. I'm telling you, yeah, because that's the devil.
Right.
It's up to you to say no to the devil.
Right.
No different than you, child, put their hand on the stove and the stove is burning their hand.
Right.
You tell them, don't do it.
Yeah.
Now, if they go back and burn their hand again, and then they sit there and keep on crying, don't you look at them like something is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you that's going to hurt? Why would you keep on doing that?
Yeah.
That ain't no different from us when we sit up there and do what the devil tell us to do. And then we expect to get blessed when we doing what the devil said do. That don't add up. And then you want to cry, I don't understand why stuff ain't working. It look like I'm cursed. Yeah, you cursed. You doing everything the devil told you to do. Stop doing what the devil say. Stop letting him lie to you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That man, that's the truth.
The truth.
You got to stop letting the devil just lie to you.
Uh-huh.
Go back over to Revelation 20 and 10, and I'm going to let y'all go. My time is done.
Revelation 20 and 10, and the devil that deceived them cast into the...
Where's that devil going? Now you, why don't you want to follow behind a fella like that? Because you don't want to go to where?
The lake of fire, which burns. The lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented.
What are they going to be?
Tormented, day and night.
For how long?
And ever.
Yeah, ain't no breaks on that.
Mm-hmm.
No breaks on that. So, that's fine. I believe that. That's all right. I ain't worried about the devil. Okay, we'll go to the next one.
And it says in death and hell.
Huh? Hold on. So that means if I'm born in sin, and the wage of sin is death,
right,
and I die in sin, that means I die in death.
Yes.
And that says what? Hell and death. Are going
to
be cast where?
To the lake of fire.
Does everybody, does that make sense? Now I try to put it simple. Because you and I are born how? And the wage of sin is death. Now that means I got to get out of sin before I die.
Right.
If I stay in sin, which is what the devil wants me to do,
yes.
The only thing that means I'm going to die in death.
Yes.
And death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whose ever name is not found written in the book of life was what?
Cast into the lake of fire.
My name is in the book of life, Elder Scudder. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, let's go to 21 and 8.
But the fearful, unbelieving.
Oh, I ain't going to no church. All of it's lies. I believe what I want to believe. Okay. The fearful,
the unbelieving,
the abominable. How, Elder Scudder, you talk about women can't wear no pants and men can't dress like no women. I should be able to do whatever I want to do.
Mm.
I'm just telling you what the word said. Words say all that do so are an abomination. I didn't say that. The word says all that do so are an abomination. So put them on if you want. Do what you want to do. Do whatever makes you happy. But when you stop breathing, you're not going to change. If you are abomination living, you're going to be abomination dying. And it says the fearful, the unbeliever, the abominable,
and
who else?
Murderers, whore mongers.
Sleeping around with any and everybody. Oh, say, how many children you got? I got 7 kids. Was you ever married? I ain't never been married. I don't believe in no men. Men are dogs. Well, they were. You found 7 not to be dogs. Because you got 7 children. Huh? How many? Go. Well, this one, I got 7. That one's not. They got different fathers. How many fathers they got? It's 7. 7 different fathers. You don't want to come into holiness, so holiness can get you straight.
Right.
Holiness will get you straight. If you come on in here, it'll get you straight.
Yes.
It'll help you walk the straight and the narrow.
Right.
Right. Folks don't want to come in here because they want to be whoremongers.
Right.
There you go. They want to be looking up in the... Now you busy looking up in the stars.
Right.
But you can't look in the Bible that's in front of you. You want to count stars.
Right.
You want to count cards.
Mm-hmm.
The position of the moon. And you follow behind that,
yeah.
But you won't follow behind what the Word of God says.
Right.
She told me I was going to run into a man. Duh, everybody runs into a man eventually. Told me that he was going to be the one. But okay, when you found him not to be the one, you should say within yourself that that's a lie. But you go right back to it again and find some more. Sorcery.
Yeah.
Huh? Say, sometimes I be watching. I be watching. I don't say nothing. But sorcery's all on Facebook too.
Yeah.
When you let Facebook tell you what your day is going to be like, who you are like, huh? What month you're born in, sometimes people be having up there. Such and such and such, they say, I'm like so and so because my character is strong and courageous. And I, you know, I'm just eventful, and I've got a good planning mind. So this is me, and they put that picture there smiling. This is me, and they telling me all about my. Where'd you get that from?
Right.
Oh, it was this app. I just told them all about myself, and then they told me about this, and I said, "Oh yeah, that's me." Sorcery. Sorcery, saints. It's called technology. It's the modern way to get stuff.
Right.
It's the modern way for somebody to tell you about who? You.
Yeah.
You born such and such and such? Hold up. When's your birthday? Well, you this. Yeah, because you a Gemini. So you like two-faced. You a little bit of this and you a little bit of that.
Jesus.
You be over here a little bit and then you be sitting there looking like, oh, wow. That do sound a little about right. The devil done set you up. See, because you're a Gemini, you need to be paired with this person. Because y'all moons align. And you just a dummy. Just sit up there going on with it. And you've been married for 10 years. I was wondering why we don't get along. Because our moons don't align. So I got to divorce you. Because I got to go find somebody that aligns with my moon. That's why I get along with your sister more than I get with you. Oh yeah,
yeah.
It gets deep.
Yeah.
I was wondering why I was attracted to her more than I was attracted to you. You got a big old mess.
Yeah.
And who set it up?
Uh-huh.
The sorcerer.
Yeah.
The devil, right?
Yeah.
The lie to you already, right?
Uh-huh.
Come on, sorcery, what else?
And idolatry.
Idolatry.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
And all liars.
And all what?
Liars.
Shall have their part
in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone.
This, which
is the second death.
Isn't that something to think about?
Yeah.
That's why you got to get out of your sin.
Yeah.
Let the new birth deliver you from all of that. And when the Lord bring it out of you, as the writer in Ephesians said, it should be your what? Your past.
Yeah.
In times past, we walked according to the court. I don't go around telling people what my sign is. I don't believe in it. I don't talk about it because I don't believe in it. I'm not going to let you talk to me about it. I don't. Co-workers say, Stephen Scudder. I say, yeah. What's wrong? Do you need me to fix something for you? No. When's your birthday? And I was like, here we go. June the 9th. Oh, I knew it. What did you know? Because I knew it. I don't believe in any of that. You don't believe? I believe in it. Well, seemed like to me if it was working, you wouldn't be single. I'm being honest, because all of them tell you who to find.
Yeah.
And if it was working, you wouldn't be single. You'd be rich.
Yeah.
Lord help those fortune cookies. And them demons done put lotto numbers on the back of the fortune cookies. why we love Chinese food so much? Give me the fortune cookie. Crack, crack, crack. They think we're gonna turn on the back. This is my number. Oh, I knew it. This is my child's birthday. This is my birthday. This was my uncle's birthday. And I remember my uncle was the one that gave me my name. So this got to be my number. Saints, I'm trying to tell you, don't walk according to the course of this world. It's got to be your what? Your past. Don't think like that anymore. Any man be in Christ, he's a what? Old things are what? Behold, all things have become new. Right? I close up. I'm done. Trust you got something out there, word, saints. Hide the word in your heart, you may not sin against Jesus. You got to get born again. You can't think new if you don't do that.
Right.